Although Bertha Young was 30, she still had moments like this when she wanted to run instead of walk, to take dancing steps on and off the pavement, to bowl a hoop, to throw something up in the air and catch it again, or to stand still and laugh at nothing, and nothing simply. What can you do if you are 30 and turning the corner of your own street, you are overcome suddenly by a feeling of bliss, absolute bliss, as though you'd suddenly swallowed a bright piece of that late afternoon sun and it burned in your bosom, sending out a little shower of sparks into every particle, into every finger and toe. Oh, is there no way you can express it without being drunk and disorderly? How idiotic civilization is! Why be given a body if you have to keep it shut up in a case like a rare, rare fiddle? No, that about the fiddle is not quite what I mean, she thought, running up the steps and feeling in her bag for the key. She'd forgotten it, as usual, and rattling the letterbox. It's not what I mean, because... Thank you, Mary. She went into the hall. Is nurse back? Yes, ma'am. And has the fruit come? Yes, ma'am. Everything's come. Bring the fruit up to the dining room, will you? I'll arrange it before I go upstairs.
Peter, I know you don't want to hear this, but I'm in trouble. Things are falling apart at a terrifying rate. Some of it I've told you about, and a lot of it I haven't. Any other husband, once he got wind of what's been going on here, would have offered to come home by now, or at least made noises about it. I'm writing this at 5 a.m. after a sleepless night, and I'm almost hallucinating with stress, and I will probably regret sending you this when I've finally had some sleep. But you've always been on my side in the past, and now you're hurting me, and I don't know where to turn.
Have you given any thought at all to how it might make me feel when you inform me that Granger, the person who seems to be closest to you up there, is a female, and that you've just spent some time with her, and that she's very vulnerable, but you're happy to report that she opened up more today than she's done for you before? I'm sure it will be a wonderful breakthrough for you both when she lets you call her by her first name and you finally get to the bottom of why she's hurting. Maybe it'll coincide with the happy day when this other woman you're ministering to, Manita or whatever she's called, is ready to take it further. But Peter, has it occurred to you that I might be just a teensy bit vulnerable too?